the Superhero Marathon Spectacular.
Well, welcome everybody to day 5 of the Superhero Marathon. We're continuing on here with the Fantastic Four radio show. This is another classic issue or episode, I guess, of the Fantastic Four, because it introduces us to a long time supporting character of the Fantastic Four. And I think that's, you know, one of the things that I like so much about the Fantastic Four comics is they have this great backdrop of supporting characters. And yeah, sometimes that's other superheroes, but in this case, it's Alicia Masters, who's a blind girl who happens to be the daughter of a maniacal villain, supervillain. But this begins her relationship with Ben Grimm and with the Fantastic Four. And so, yeah, it's a classic episode, classic issue. And let's go ahead and get to it. And we'll have stuff to talk about afterwards. So I'll fire up the old Wamperdyne temporal radio tuner. And please, come with me as we journey into mind control.
Attention, all true believers. Marvel Comics is on the air. From the annals of the world's greatest comic magazine come the adventures of the Fantastic Four. This week, Reed, Sue, Ben, and Johnny star in Prisoners of the Puppet Master. And here's the creator of Marvel Comics, Stan Lee, with a prologue to our tale.
Thank you. Throughout Africa and in many parts of Central and South America, voodoo is the practiced religion. The voodoo practitioner can inflict pain or even kill his victim from miles away by affecting a doll image or effigy of his enemy. Most say that the victim must know that his effigy is being attacked for the practitioner's actions to have any effect. They're of the opinion that it's the victim's fear that gives the practitioner power. The puppet master is not a voodoo practitioner, but he does use effigies, as we will see in just half a moment.
Oh, it's Ben. I didn't expect him back so soon. Don't let him in here.
Sorry, Thing, you can't go in there. Reed's working on some secret experiment.
And... So, I'm still one of the Fantastic Four, ain't I?
We can't explain now, but please, Ben, don't enter Reed's lab.
How come you only call me Ben when you want something? The rest of the time, I'm just the Thing to y'all.
So?
So I'm gonna teach you and that walking rubber band not to keep secrets from me.
Wait, Thing, you don't understand.
I understand plenty, and I'm through playing patsy for you grandstanders.
Wait, Thing.
You're my buddies when you need some muscle, but when something important comes along, I ain't good enough for you, huh? Well, things are gonna change around here.
Now, don't try to scare us with that funny voice of yours. Flame on! Let's see what that strength of yours can do with my Roman candle punch.
Look out, Junior. That's hot.
Well, I'll just put a circle of flame around you until you cool off.
Knock it off, both of you. Here, Thing, I'll douse Johnny's flame.
Boy, you're really getting to be a killjoy.
Be quiet, little brother.
Thing, I'm sorry we couldn't let you in the lab. You see...
Stow it, chum. I had enough of your smooth talk. I'm cutting out of this quartet right now. The Fantastic Four can go fight a wall for all I care.
Wait, Thing. You're making a big mistake.
Reed, what will he do?
Tis a puzzlement, Sue. Ben Grimm is one hard-headed guy. You'd better follow him, invisibly.
Perhaps when he calms down, I can reason with him.
The invisible Susan Storm catches up with the Thing just outside the Baxter Building in Midtown Manhattan.
Ben, you can't walk out on us now. We need you, Ben. We really do.
Sure, that's why you treated my Dracula's brother. Sorry, lady. I ain't buying it.
Hey, look at that big clown talking to himself.
Yeah, what gives?
Hey, Mac, you some kind of nut or something?
Who wants to know?
We do, Fatso.
Yeah, how about introducing us to your lady friend, big fella?
Yeah, what was she, some kind of gremlin or a good fairy?
Ever been kicked by a gremlin before?
Duh!
Holy smoke. Hey, Charlie, what's going on?
While you try to figure it out, here's a lamppost for you. Only instead of leaning on it, I'll wrap it around you so you don't fall down.
Bing, look!
Where?
On the bridge. There's a man on the bridge.
He'll be killed.
Oh, Bing, we've got to do something.
He's too far away.
Reed and Johnny can't.
Look, Reed, our signal hovering over the bridge tower.
And there's somebody on the bridge. Johnny, flame on. Good luck, partner.
Hope I reach him in time.
At that same instant, several miles away in Brooklyn, a strange, ominous figure bends over a scale model of that same bridge.
Now, little puppet, you and your alter ego will help me test my newfound power. When I nudge you, my little effigy, that nameless creature on the Brooklyn Bridge will be unable to resist jumping into the river.
Look at his eyes. He must be in some kind of trance.
Crow!
Gotcha!
The dog burnt my fingers. But how? Only one living being could have done this. The human torch will be the next victim of the puppet master.
Father, I heard you cry out. What's wrong?
Nothing. Nothing at all. And how many times have I told you I am not your father? I'm your stepfather. Now I have work to do. Go to your room.
Oh, stepfather, let me stay with you while you work. I love to be with your puppet.
Oh, well, if it will keep you quiet for a while. It's a good thing the girl is blind. She has no idea what work I'm doing or what power I hold. These puppets of the Fantastic Four become more valuable every day. I think Thing shall be my first experiment. I'll use him to draw the others into my plan. By placing his effigy on this scale model of my living room, the Thing will have no option but to come here.
And, true to the puppet master's prediction...
Thing, Reed will explain everything. Just come back with me. Thing!
Forget it, sister. I'm going in this building here, and nothing can stop me.
Thing, where are you going? Oh, Thing, wait!
No, leave me alone.
He's going into that apartment just like a zombie.
I am here.
Good. Just have a seat over there and wait for me.
A puzzled Susan Storm also enters the apartment of the puppet master, invisible to him, but...
Father, there are two strangers here. I can hear another heartbeat. I sense another person.
There's only one person that could be, and she shall not find the puppet master unprepared. First, gas masks for us. Put this on, my dear. You too, Thing. There. And then, ether for her.
Oh, I've got to get to that window. Oh, it's locked. Thing, why won't you help me? Oh, Thing, help me, please. Thing.
Oh. Once asleep, she can no longer control her cosmic ability and...
So this is what the invisible girl looks like. I hope the others are equally easy prey.
What are you talking about, Father?
You and this girl look remarkably similar, Alicia. In fact, that gives me an idea. Come here, my dear. How would you like to look as beautiful as the invisible girl?
What, Father?
Yes. Come here, Alicia.
Within a few minutes...
There, my dear. You look just like her. It's time for you to play a little prank for me.
What kind of prank, Father?
Do not question me. Do as I say. And don't call me Father.
This man, his face feels strong. Yet I sense a great gentleness in him. and something tragic.
Enough of your prattle. Stand back while I test his strength. A steel keg in his hand, and by my command, he shall crush it. Perfect. He has no will but my will. No brain but mine. Go with him, Alicia. Say nothing, but do not leave his side.
I do not understand. This is all so strange.
Alicia.
I will do as I am told, stepfather.
While they're gone and the invisible girl is unconscious, I shall take the next step in my plan. Here is another little friend of mine, the effigy of the personal trustee of Warden Sloves up at the state prison. I know his alter ego is in the warden's office, so I'll just seat my little doll here at this scale model desk until his tiny fingers grasp the master key ring.
Meanwhile, at the state prison...
Guard! Guard! My keys have been stolen! Close off all exits from this building! Sound the general alarm!
But let us return to the Baxter building where the other two of the Fantastic Four are in Reed Richards' laboratory.
The experiment is almost completed, Johnny. Too bad Ben isn't here.
Someone's just gone through our heat sensors. Maybe it's him. Yeah, it looks like they're coming in right now.
Wrong, Sonny. We ain't coming in. We are in.
Reed, help! Come quick! The thing's gone mad.
No, Johnny. I can tell by his movements. He's being controlled by some outside power. He doesn't even know what he's doing.
What are you going to do?
Lure him into my lab where I've been working.
The berserk thing uncontrollably follows Reed Richards' movements. And in his frenzy, smashes the end result of several months of research.
You did it, Reed.
Now we'll see if the potion works.
As the thing's skin is exposed to the chemical, he becomes limp. He sinks to the floor, drenched in the strange formula.
My face. It's human. I'm Ben Grimm again. It's me!
So great is the shock of his transformation that the spell of the puppet master is terminated.
You did it, Reed.
But how did it happen?
It was this chemical I've been working on. I didn't want you to know about it until I knew it would work. You've had too many disappointments already, and
I... You were doing it for me? I thought you hated me, were scheming against me. Oh, Reed, I feel awful.
Stow it, partner. You had every right to blow your top, and we've still got some job cut out for ourselves.
Please. Will somebody tell me what's going on?
You're not my sister.
Who is she, Ben?
I remember now. She's the stepdaughter of the puppet master. The poor kid's blind.
She looks just like Sue.
This is all so frightening.
Don't worry, kid. You're safe and sound here. We're all your friends.
Your voice. You are the strong one. So kind. But you seem so different now. No, wait. It is you. It's that same wonderful man.
It must be that chemical stuff of Reed's. I guess it only works when it's wet. When it dries, things go back to normal.
Oh.
But the clincher is that Alicia likes me better as the thing.
And now, as though racing against time... Fate accelerates the speed of our startling tale as we swiftly shift our attention to the home of the nation's most hardened criminals, the state prison.
Ever have the feeling that something's going to happen?
Dad, you've been reading too many mysteries.
Perhaps he has been reading too much, but at that instant, the warden's personal trustee inserts a master key into an electronic lock which automatically opens every cell door within the prison.
I don't understand. I cannot control myself. I must free all the prisoners now.
The puppet master is so involved with manipulating the jailbreak, I've got a chance to escape.
Who opened that door? The girl. She's gone. No one gets away from the puppet master. I'll just squeeze the ankles of my Susan Storm effigy and... Oh!
and the shock of being tripped by remote control causes her to lose concentration and...
There you are, my dear.
My only chance is my flare gun.
Four.
The time is short for Sue, but fortunately the other members of the team are searching nearby in the Fantasticar.
There's Sue's signal.
It's coming from the stoop of that building.
Let's go!
However, inside the building that serves as his laboratory, the puppet master has another creation awaiting his attackers, his largest, most powerful puppet.
Now, to use my prize, my mentally controlled puppet. He will hold them long enough for me to make my getaway, and you, Susan Storm, shall be my hostage.
Careful, guys. That robot looks pretty sophisticated.
And there goes Sis through that door behind him.
First things first, fellas.
I am programmed to keep you in this room. I am the meanest little monster in the whole valley.
Well, we'll just see about that.
Yeah, it's clobbering time.
Flame on. I'll go after the puppet master. You guys look like you don't need any help from the human torch.
We never did hot stuff.
I'll ignore that for now.
Just hold him there, Stretcho, and I'll put him to sleep.
My flying horse is my most surprising puppet of all. You'll never get me now, nor my hostage.
Oh, no, you don't.
Oh, Johnny, I'm falling off. Help!
We'll meet again, puppet master. I'm coming, Sis.
Ah, save yourselves. I have bigger fish to fry.
The puppet master got away, but at least Susan and the others are safe.
Here's the bulletin. A riot has broken out at State Prison. The most dangerous prisoners have broken free. The warden's trustee appears to be the ringleader. He himself opened the cells and is giving all the orders. They have the warden as hostage, but have not yet made any demands.
This is your last chance, Rocco. Release the warden before you get more trouble.
You want him, come and get him. Listen, you guys, so long as we got the warden here, we got nothing to worry about. So let's take real good care of him, all right?
But even as the arrogant convicts plan their escape, a blazing, burning figure melts through the stone wall beneath.
I hope I accurately calculated the position of the cell where the prisoners are holding the warden.
Like a fiery avenger, the human torch sears through the earth and concrete between him and the captive warden.
I should be right under them now.
Got you, warden. It's the human torch.
Let's blast them.
No, we can't kill the warden.
Now that you're safe, Warden Sloves, my partners can go to work on those convicts.
Let's go, boys. We can still shoot our way out of this hole. It'll take more than a flaming freak to stop us. Well, I ain't no flaming freak, and I'm gonna stop you.
Thing, what are you doing?
Just watch and see. It takes more than just brains to handle their kind.
Hey, Wallace gave it a...
We got some kind of tractor. Oh, no, jailbird. We got the thing.
Hey, Rocco, help.
It's me for help.
Your pal ain't gonna do you no good.
Let go.
Smarter. You want out, don't you? Well, here's a free ride.
Hey, pal, look out what you did.
Just wrap these iron cell doors into a cage for those monkeys.
But unknown to the thing, there are some other convicts on the loose. They've been to the arsenal and are returning with automatic weapons.
Yes, the big guy. Come on, come on.
But they haven't reckoned with the amazing Mr. Fantastic.
The elasticity of my body will enable me to absorb the shells. Then I can snap them back in the other direction using my body as a slingshot.
You fellas have done enough damage to those guns. I'll relieve you of them.
And I'll wrap you all up nice and cozy with a ring of flame.
Over here, Reed. I've got a stray for you.
Where did that voice come from? And that floating gun?
I'm the invisible member of our team.
Good work, Sue. I think we've got them all now.
No longer under the puppet master's thumb, so to speak, the warden begins to restore order to the prison. Meanwhile, in a lonely room deep in the canyons of New York City, a tearful girl stares out of a window with sightless eyes.
I never suspected my stepfather could be so evil. I wonder if he will return and force me to help him in his future plans.
Good evening, my dear. I have returned in order to manipulate my greatest puppet of all. I wish you could see it, my dear. It is a small figure of your stepfather.
Oh, no.
Not as me now, but as the ruler of the world. Now that I have tested my ability, I know my power. I can do anything. I need only make a puppet, and then I control that person. No one can stop me.
Oh, Father,
my first act will be to abolish the United Nations. The puppet master will control the destiny of all nations in the world. None will be mighty enough to get in my way.
Stop. I will hear no more of this.
Following the sound of her stepfather's voice, Alicia reaches out and...
No, you fool! Let go of my arm! My puppet! You stupid child!
Oh!
And in his frantic haste to regain possession of his own effigy, the puppet master stumbles over Alicia's fallen figure and...
Oh! No!
Stepfather! Stepfather! Stepfather!
Seconds later, the Fantastic Four burst through the door to find...
Alicia! Are you all right?
Through the window... He fell through the window.
Yes, we saw him below.
Don't cry, Alicia. Everything's gonna be all right, kid.
What happened, Reed?
Yeah, why did he go through the window?
I wonder if we'll ever know.
I'll leave you to explain to the cops. Alicia and I are getting out of here.
Good idea, Thing. We'll meet you back at headquarters.
Come along, kid. We'll take the back way out.
He sure has taken to that girl.
Yes, and she needs a big shoulder to lean on now.
All right, somebody tell me what's going on here.
Be listening again on Monday when the Fantastic Four face the Incredible Hulk. The Fantastic cast is...
Cynthia Adler.
Bob Maxwell.
Bill Murray.
Jim Pappas.
Carrie Gerheiden.
Narrated by Smilin' Stan Lee.
So there you go. There's the Prisoner of the Puppet Master with the Fantastic Four radio show. Yeah, the Puppet Master himself is kind of an annoying character. He's a great Fantastic Four villain in that he is directly linked to Alicia Masters. And so sometimes they have to be friendly with him. Sometimes he's trying to destroy them or destroy the world or whatever else. But sometimes he's a nice guy because he does care for Alicia, even though he doesn't want to be called her father. He is her stepfather, and she better never forget that. Kind of goes back to, I did an episode on the Rish Outcast where Rish was asking me about, you know, my experience as a stepson with my stepdad, but also how the stepfather relationships are presented in the media and in different things. And here, yeah, it's usually the other way around, right? Where the child is resentful of the parent because they're not their real father or their real parent. But here, she wants him to be her father, and he's like, no, I'm your stepfather, and you better refer to me as such. Kind of interesting in that. But yeah, I think it's interesting that Stan started out this episode talking about voodoo and saying that the puppet master isn't using voodoo, but it's kind of like that. I don't know. And I guess effigy is the correct term for what the puppet master uses, but I guess I never thought of it in that term. It's exactly what it is, but he builds these puppets with radioactive clay that gives him the power to control whoever this is an effigy of. And so, yeah, I guess it comes from voodoo, right? That's where they got their inspiration from. But, yeah, it's kind of, I mean, he's very sadistic, right? Like, he's trying to get this guy to jump off of the bridge into the river and kill himself? I mean, here, what are the ways that I can test my power over people? Oh, yeah, I'll have him jump off a bridge. I thought that was interesting. But yeah, it's always an interesting ploy in the comics. You know, if you're under the Puppet Master's control, then he can use one of the superheroes against the rest of the team. Kind of thing like he's doing here with Ben. And yeah, anyway, the first time I ever remember knowing about the Puppet Master was in the old Incredible Hulk Saturday morning cartoon from the 80s. There was an episode where the Puppet Master was controlling the Hulk. And then when he realized he couldn't control the Hulk, he controlled the rest of the town in New Mexico or wherever they were against the Hulk. And anyway, he's an interesting character. He is kind of annoying, but again, a classic villain. All the way, you know, this is issue 8 of the comics. It's only episode 5 of the radio show. They skipped over, again, a couple of issues of the comic. We had issue 6, which was where Dr. Doom teams up with the Submariner against the Fantastic Four. But in the end, he double-crosses Submariner, and Submariner actually ends up helping the Fantastic Four. And then issue 7 was a strange one where they had this Kurgo, who was another alien from Planet X, and he kidnaps the Fantastic Four, and they go off into space. I guess they didn't want to do that here. They were trying to establish main villains for the radio show, I think. And maybe eventually they would have taken off and done their own thing with the radio show and not stuck to the comics so much. But we'll never know those things. I don't know. Is there anything else about this issue? Well, I think it's interesting. You know, they start out and they're fighting, right? And Ben's going to leave the team again. We've had Johnny leave. I think this is the second time Ben's tried to leave the team and gets upset. And again, this is just a really, we kind of take it for granted now, but this was really revolutionary for comic books that your core team didn't get along. And they're fighting with each other and these types of things. And the whole thing where Ben, and this is kind of a turn for Ben, where he's always wanted to be cured of being the Thing and wants to be Ben Grimm. But now, Alicia Masters, who he's kind of sweet on, likes him better as the Thing than as in his human form of Ben Grimm. So as far as character development, this is a big issue for Ben. You know, even though there's always going to be that angst, at least in all these early issues, you know, between Ben and Reed, because he always blames Reed for, you know, he wouldn't be like this if they hadn't gone on the space voyage and all those types of things. But I think it's kind of creepy when you think about it, but convenient that Alicia Masters looks just like Sue Storm. Except she has red hair and she's blind. When you think about Ben falling in love with Alicia, but she looks just like Sue, so was he sweet on Sue as well? And then if you go way in the future in the comics, where Johnny Storm falls in love with Alicia Masters and marries her, well, or so he thinks. We'll get into that later. But yeah, is he in love with his sister? That's kind of a strange thing, too. Or was it just convenient to the plot that they look so much alike? Probably that. But anyway, that's enough for today, kids. We'll be back tomorrow with another adventure with the Fantastic Four. We'll see you then. Journey on.
This installment of the Superhero Marathon has been produced under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives License, which means that you are encouraged to share this with anybody and everybody, but you can't change it, you can't sell it, and you need to let people know where it came from.